And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. At least two people are dead and 19 more were wounded in separate explosions in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad on Saturday. That's according to a health official and local media. The attacks targeted Taliban vehicles, and they're the first deadly blasts since a new government was established in Afghanistan. A health official at a hospital in the city confirmed the death toll to AFP. No one immediately took responsibility for the attack in Jalalabad, but the increasingly violent Islamic State group affiliate is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan and are enemies of Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. It wasn't immediately clear whether Taliban officials were among the dead and wounded. Recent satellite images show North Korea is expanding a uranium enrichment plant at its main nuclear complex. Experts say it's a sign North Korea is intent on producing more material to make bombs. Highly enriched uranium is one of the key ingredients for nuclear weapons. North Korea also recently conducted its first missile tests in 6 months amid dormant nuclear talks with the U.S. Former Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has died at age 84. A statement from the office of current Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune did not provide the cause of death or other details. Bouteflika fought for independence from France and was ousted from power in 2019 amid pro-democracy protests. He had suffered a stroke in 2013 that had badly weakened him. He stepped down after 20 years in office. More stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's ambassador to Australia says Australia's surprise cancellation of a major submarine contract in favor of a U.S. deal was a huge mistake. It is an unprecedented show of anger among the allies. French envoy Jean-Pierre Thibault made his comments Saturday as he left his residence in the capital of Canberra. Paris recalled its ambassadors to Australia and the United States on Friday to protest a deal among the U.S., Australia, and Britain. The deal is to supply Australia with a fleet of at least 8 nuclear power submarines. It scraps a contract with a French-majority state-owned company to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. Australia's new U.S. deal comes as it looks to confront China's rising military power in the region. A federal judge ruled Thursday that the U.S. government must stop using a Trump-era public health order to quickly expel migrants with children who are apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan gave the government 2 weeks to halt a practice that opponents say is unnecessary and improperly relies on the threat posed by COVID-19 to deprive people of their right to seek asylum in the United States. Sullivan granted a preliminary injunction in response to a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and others on behalf of migrant families, saying they were likely to succeed in their challenge to the use of the public health law known as Title 42. The Biden administration plans a wide-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants from a small Texas border city by putting them on flights to Haiti starting Sunday. That's according to an official on Friday. Representing a swift and dramatic response to thousands who suddenly crossed the border from Mexico and gathered under and around a bridge. Details are yet to be finalized, but will likely involve 5 to 8 flights a day, according to an official with direct knowledge of the plans who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly, but did speak with the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. San Antonio is the nearest major city in the state of Texas, and it may be among the departure cities. The fence around the Capitol in Washington, D.C. is back up. The D.C. Police Department is at the ready, and U.S. Capitol Police have requested assistance from nearby law enforcement agencies, including the U.S. National Guard. The Capitol Police are taking no chances as they prepare for Saturday's rally at the U.S. Capitol in support of rioters from January 6th. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.